Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Hi, guys. Missed us?
Apparently, if they're here for episode 2.
Number 2. Oh, my goodness.
Of the distractions. So, yeah, we wanted to implement a couple new things episode. Our first segment is going to be called Memorable Date of the Week, where Miss Petalisa talks about just a random encounter she had with some random dude and what makes it memorable. So who's the first one, Anna? Who is our first memorable date that you don't even remember his name, but it's memorable?
Okay. So this is a while ago, but I totally forgot his name. He was a cute guy. He asked me out on a date. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, why not? And he wanted to go axe throwing. And I was like, axe throwing? I've never been axe throwing. So I was like, okay, and I wasn't prepared, or like I wasn't in the right clothing for it. So I went, and when you're axe throwing, you're like huffing and puffing, like you're working out. Like you have to throw a freaking axe. You know what I mean? And I was wearing like this like crop top. It's like a pink one, like a light pink. And you can tell when you sweat through it. So after
not the titty sweat.
Yeah, right after the, well, like I didn't notice until I got home. Or when I got to my car, and I looked in my mirror, and I was like, oh my freaking, I had like wet boob stain or boob sweat all over my freaking chest. And that was so embarrassing. It was no wonder why he didn't want to hug me after the date.
But did he ever call you again?
No, he didn't. He ghosted me.
Oh,
he ghosted me, guys.
He didn't want the booby juice. You telling me he didn't want the booby juice?
No booby juice, you know, but it's okay. I can
honestly can't relate. Sorry about it. Not sorry.
Okay. I remember me to the
committee gang. Hey, yay, yay.
Oh gosh, no. I remember when it was like probably like a few years ago. Me and Sue and Kiki were talking, and we're like talking about like how we could wish we could like trade body parts, and like I would give my boobs to them if I could. Kiki would give me her ass. Shay would give me her abs.
What abs? Oh, that was a couple years ago. You're right. Back then I did have abs. Yeah, good times. Me and Kiki could share one titty each, and it'd be like normal people size boobs.
Right, it'll be even.
Anyway,
yeah, that's my memorable date. It was a fun date, but it was an embarrassing date. And yeah, he never talked to me again. Boob sweat. I guess he didn't like boob sweat, but it's okay.
It's fine. And if he wasn't mad enough to handle that, then it's probably for the best anyway.
Yeah, true. Plus, I didn't pay for it, so that's all that matters.
You're right, though. All right, so now for the main course, I guess, what everyone is here waiting for.
Oh, our goodness.
Lucky number 2. What was his name again? What did we call him?
We called him Jack Mormon Boy.
Jack. And why, Petalisa, did we call him Jack Mormon? What was he set out to do in the world when he met you? And what happened?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so me and him are both members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so like Mormon, right? He was set to go on his mission.
Oh, wait, how long ago was this?
This was like back in, we just graduated from college, no, from high school. So like, I want to say 2013, 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, we were still babies. We were like teenagers, I think like 19, 18. Okay. But yeah, he was set out to go on his mission. Yeah, that never happened.
And why did that never happen, Anna?
Stuff happened, which caused him not to go on his mission. Also, I did not know he was drinking. Like, his mom would call me and be like, did you know he was drinking this past weekend? I'm like, I don't know. Like, you act like I know every single thing that your son is doing.
Wait, how long were you guys even together?
We were only together for like 5 months.
You're telling me his mother felt comfortable enough to call you about his drinking habits mm-hmm. 5 months into a relationship?
Yeah, and I'm surprised she even had my number. Because I never gave her my number. Unless she got it from, like, the church records.
Either instances is, like, red flag. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, he was supposed to go on his mission. Didn't go on his mission.
Oh, my God. Wait. Is this the one that you told me he ended up confessing to, like, the bishop and everything? And then you end up getting in trouble?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
that God, one. What a snitch.
Yeah, he snitched on me. And I was like, bro, what? Don't leave me out of it. Go work on yourself. Okay, I can work on myself on my own time. But yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
I remember you went through a phase after where you had to confess everything. It was because of him.
Yeah, I was on probation.
That's what it was. Because of him. Probation. Wow.
Like, this dude. Oh my gosh, he put me through so much hell. Like, more than my first boyfriend.
And he was shorter than you, right?
Oh, my fucking... Yeah, he was shorter than me.
Was it worth
first
it?
First and last time, I give a short guy a chance.
Was it worth it?
Huh? No, it wasn't worth it.
All you got out of it was probation and someone shorter than you in pictures. That ain't even cute. At least
his height came in clutch when he would sneak into my room from my window.
Oh my God, I remember you telling me about this.
Yep, when he's so tiny and my window was tiny too. So back home in Hawaii, my room is all the way in the back and my parents' room is all the way in the front. So like I would sneak him in through my window and he would come in and like spend the night or whatnot, or spend the day. And then when my dad or parents would come into my room, throw him in the freaking closet and he would hide in the closet.
What a gremlin.
Right? But then my dad found out. And then what did my dad do? My dad literally boarded up my window and made me switch rooms with my sister. So my room was right next to their room. And if you don't know my dad, huh?
How did he find out?
Because the freaking neighbors.
Oh, man, you're just surrounded by snitches.
Right? Snitches get... Wait, no, what is it? Wait. Oh, it's the other way around. Never mind, I'm not going to say it because it's a swear word. But yeah, and if you know my dad, it's a Tongan guy, so my window was boarded up shut.
Yeah, and for reference, she could not come to Shay's house for a while after that.
Oh yeah, I was on lockdown.
Yeah, I had to slowly regain her parents' trust, even though this had nothing to do with me. And I'm like, excuse me, we genuinely go to my house and eat pizza. I need my fat girl buddy, like, be eating all the things.
No, for real. Yeah, I was in lockdown. I didn't see Shay for a few times or a few months.
Probably a month. Weeks. They didn't even let you go volleyball for a bit either.
Yeah, I was literally on lockdown. It was so sad.
Or, no. I remember I had to pick you up from them. Remember, we would meet and you would hop in my car. Like, they had to see you get into my car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Ugh.
Good job. Good job, Pitalisa.
I learned my lesson. I think. I mean, I've grown. Maybe not spiritually, but I've grown.
Oh, okay. And, like, so why did you guys... break up?
We broke up because he cheated on me with a 16-year-old, okay? And we were like 19, I think.
Yeah. And you wonder why I... Oh, but did you actually break up though? Or did he guilt trip you and gaslight you?
Yeah, he made me feel guilty and gaslighted me. I remember because I was in class. And then he texts him. He's like, babe, I'm outside. Can we talk? I was like, no, I'm in class. He's like, this is urgent. So I come outside. And then he's like, don't break up with me. I was like, how do you know I was going to break up with you? And he's like, because you've been ignoring me. And your brothers say you don't want to talk to me and whatnot. I was like,
oh, my God. See, I'm going to just be annoyed talking about all of this.
Yeah, my brothers don't like him. My brothers don't like any of the guys I talked to. Or dated.
As they should.
As they motherfucking should.
Yeah. So you stayed with him.
Yeah, for another month.
Nice. Yeah. What, and in this 5 month time period, did anything else happen that was kind of memorable or something that stood out to you?
Yes. Okay, so I was going to college right back home in Hawaii, and I let him borrow my dad's truck. The one
for
I
what? Rewind. For what?
I don't know. Like, he said he needed to go use it because his car wasn't working. So I was like, okay, but yeah, sure.
You didn't tell me this. Oh, why in what world would you let someone borrow your father's truck?
I didn't think he was gonna, like, I thought he was just gonna go down the road, which he did, but then he got into a freaking car accident.
Oh my god, in my dad's
truck.
Oh my god, what a donkey.
Right? Like a little fender bender. And I'm just like, wow. And so I told my mom, and my mom was mad, but she's like, you gotta lie to your dad.
Hell yeah, he would have chopped your hair off again if he found that out.
And then I would have been dead. Or that, yeah. So yeah, I had to lie to my dad about the truck having a dent in it. And then our car insurance went up.
That reminds me, how many fender benders have you been in, Petalisa?
Oh, too many, too many. Car after car. My car insurance right now is so high.
Jeez.
So sad.
Maybe if you write a letter to them saying, excuse me, one of these was not my fault. Like, I was 19 and stupid and let my stupid boyfriend at the time manipulate me into borrowing my father's truck.
You think they'll let it slide?
Maybe if you did it, like, at that time, probably not anymore. You know, as we talk about this, like, more stuff is coming back to me. Like, I remember him being kind of whiny. Was he whiny?
Yeah, he was very whiny. He was such a little... I don't know. He's like a little girl. Yeah, he'll pick me up, and then when his parents aren't home, he'll take me to his house, and...
Rewind. How would he pick you up? Why would he need to pick you up if he had to borrow your father's truck?
Oh, because he had his own car. It just wasn't working that time when he asked to borrow my dad's truck. Yeah.
I feel re-triggered, man.
Yeah, but it's okay because, like, he's long gone. Oh, wait. So that, remember how I said in the last episode, boy number one interferes with boy number two?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so boy number one, we broke up. And then during, like, that 1 month of, like, not being together, I met boy number two. I met Jack Mormon boy. And so, like, I was dating Jack Mormon boy, but at the same time, I was low-key talking to.
What?
Soup socks. Oh, well, kind of. I mean, like, it was just, like, he'll, like, check up on me. And, like, well, I thought I had a boyfriend.
Tube Sock was in Oahu anyway.
Yeah, true. But yeah, he'll, like, talk to me every once in a while, just check up on me. And I told him I had a boyfriend at that time. He's like, okay, fine. But yeah, right after I broke up with Jack Mormon, I went back to Tube Socks. Dated Tube Socks for another, like, few more months. And then, and then we broke up.
I kind of remember that too. I remember feeling disappointed in you, but like never actually saying anything. Basically, how would I do now every time you tell me about a new flavor of the month?
No.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And then you tell me more things. I'm like, nice. Just be careful.
Oh, you know, just all that jazz.
Okay. And I swear, I literally, like, predict sometimes some things and it happens. And and you know what she does? She doesn't say anything to me. Sometimes she doesn't talk to me, okay? Like, she'll send me memes on Instagram, but not actually talk to me for, like, a solid week. And then out of nowhere, at 12 o'clock at night, I'll get a text from her saying, what happened? And she's like, I love you, bae. I'm like, I love you too.
Yeah,
are you when okay? I don't need to be worried about you.
For real, when I when I say that, she knows something's up.
Yeah. Oh, we have a special thing planned for everyone, just to get everyone more involved. We have made a Google survey where you can now vote who we talk about in our weekly podcast. There are some names who aren't available because they have just they just need to be talked about in a certain kind of way.
Yeah, and not at this time, not anytime soon.
Yeah, but there will be a link posted somewhere eventually where you can all vote on who we talk about, who intrigues you, you know?
Yes. I already made the Google Sheet because I'm hella excited. But we're going to post the link somewhere, probably on our stories, so yeah, y'all can help us out and pick the distraction for the week.
Yeah, I mean, if not, you know, we'll just go down the list how we're planning to do. But I feel like it's much more fun listening to the people and who they want to hear about next.
Right? Oh, I'm so excited. I want to know what you guys pick.
Yeah, so names. We're looking forward to that a lot. But yeah, that wraps up episode 2 of The Distractions.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye, guys.